The acting minister says the basic income grant will not replace job creation. Now, from a human rights perspective, is this enough to address the immediate needs of people, particularly those who are struggling and unemployed?
Well, BlackSash's position is clear. A basic income grant and job creation are complementary and not competing. So I think it's important to recognize that there must be jobs, but we know that structural unemployment has been a big challenge for South Africa. We have one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. So there is a constitutional imperative which places an obligation on government to fulfill its human rights mandate in terms of the constitution by providing social assistance for those that need it. So while we would be keen to support and recognize the importance of job creation, there is a need also for financial support for those who can't afford to survive.
Now, we continue, Huda, to ask this question. In fact, I've been asking it for a while on the show. How are low-income households coping with rising food prices, transport costs increasing, with the United States and apartheid Israel illegally attacking Iran at the end of Feb? It sent the price of crude oil skyrocketing. In fact, global markets literally tumbled continuously. And one then continues to wonder, how is it that low-income households are coping, if they are at all? And then if we focus on that and add to that the possible impact that a basic income support program could have on the daily lives. I'm sure people in the low-income bracket are not coping. I'm 100% sure of that.
Yeah, no, definitely. They are in survival mode. And we have more than the third of the population directly or indirectly benefiting from a social grant. And so it does help. It does provide some kind of lifeline, but it's not enough. I mean, we look at the social relief of distress grant for the unemployed. That is at an amount of 370 rand. You've got the child support grant that it's 580 rand a month. How can you survive with such a low amount? You then, like you explained, people are coping because they have to then pull the resources together in terms of whatever is in that household and try and survive. We do evidence gathering on the ground where we monitor the lived realities in different areas in the country where we have a national footprint. And families are skipping meals. They're shifting to the cheapest and least nutritious meals. And we've got a big problem with children having stunted growth. They also have to rely on neighbors and charity. Transport, they can't survive. They need to get to work. They end up walking to work if they can. It impacts on their health. Children stay absent from school because they can't get to school. And they would want to go to school because you at least have the early child development program, which provides meals to children at school. And then you also have the challenge with electricity. So, you know, electricity for low-income households, they actually end up paying more per unit because of the meterage and how that works. But at the end of the day, in response to your question, people are actually not coping.
Another factor, which is an important one, Huda, there are so many families that literally rely. It's practically the only source or main source of so-called income. These families that rely on social grants because it's either the primary source of income or in some cases the only source of income. Apologies. Now, gaps in the current social protection system, are there too many? And would this basic income grant kind of like be a stopgap situation, plugging it for now, putting a band-aid on a gaping wound? Is it enough to address, or is it just a temporary solution then?
It's a necessary solution because there is an obligation on the government, like I said. So they need to provide social assistance to those who can't. So we do have a targeted individual social assistance framework, but at the moment it's not enough. And the reason why it's not enough, because the social relief of distress grant for the unemployed is a temporary grant. And it is quite narrow in its eligibility criteria in terms of administration burdens. So people who are supposed to get the grant are not receiving the grant. It's very onerous. And so what you have is that the missing middle, as we call it, or working age adults are not getting access to the grants like they should. And you must bear in mind that it's also very gendered. So women perform unpaid care work and then excluded from the labor market. So they should qualify for the social relief of distress grant. And it's been temporary and extended from year to year. And now we have the announcement that it's going to be transformed into a different type of policy so that it can also look at job creation. But what does that mean? Because is it going to be linked to conditionalities where you have to look for work? Because the reality is that people want to work, but the South African economy is not able to generate jobs like it should. And so the grant for the unemployed is important to have so that people can survive and does not only affect the person receiving the grant, but then has a positive impact on the household of overall. And so the Black Sash has always been advocating for a basic income grant, which won't necessarily have to be means tested, where it's, there's no administration. It can have a wider reach and will then have an impact on the economy, which is positive.
So we've got about 2.5 minutes with sure. Obviously a lot of things that I would want to have covered with you, but be that as it may, time not in our favor. Certainly a basic income grant does have some sort of impact on children living in poor areas and poor households where they come from. That does affect, you did touch on it, their access to nutrition, basic nutrition, even school attendance and long-term development. So the impact of this, the ripple of it, is far-reaching, far beyond perhaps just our discussion that we're having and saying that conditions need to improve, it is not enough, etc., etc. Because you mentioned the word necessary. Yet in the same breath as necessary, it's still not enough, sadly.
Yes, no, definitely. And I think it's important that even though you have a social assistance framework, it's not having the impact that it should. We still continue with this triple challenge of poverty, inequality, and unemployment. And so we also need to look at the implementation. You know, is it adequate in terms of the amount received? Is it accessible? And so, you know, does the conditionality pose an issue? Should it be universal? Those are all questions. But at the end of the day, the grant has had a positive impact in terms of the grants in South Africa. But there needs to be more done in terms of its reach, because at the moment it's categorized and targeted, but also the amount of the grant should be more so that it can have a positive impact that is sustainable. And so that people can go look for work, so that people can have agency and determine an income for themselves.
Huda Abrams, Faker National Advocacy Manager, Black Sash, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.